Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So LA's doing the game last night. The great Larry Anderson joins us every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Hello, LA.
How you doing, guys?
Well, what's up, LA? We're doing all right. Yeah. It's a little bit surprised they got the game in last night with the rain, but it was good. Good that they did. So LA, just, you know, we spoke last week and it's been another week. They went on a nice run right there, but
right.
I guess the first takeaway I have from this team is the starting pitching and just how Nick Pivetta has been great. We know that the guys at the top of the rotation have been good. Lively's been solid. Is this something you think that they can keep up? The bullpen's been good. Can the starting pitching keep up like this? They've been fantastic so far.
I think they can. I mean, I think a lot of it is just, you know, confidence with some of the young pitchers. And Pivetta, I think his self-confidence has just skyrocketed. He's always believed in himself. And even as tough a time as he had last year, at times you could see the potential there. And I think now he's starting to believe in it and trust in his stuff. His curveball has just been outstanding, which we didn't see that. I mean, we saw some good ones last year, but very inconsistent. Now he's getting consistent with it. And he's just really believing in himself. But I think the big thing is these guys are commanding their fastball so much better. They're getting ahead, and then they're going ahead and going up the ladder and getting the strikeouts. And they've got the stuff. Pivetta certainly loves the stuff. Velasquez yesterday, he just made some mistakes. You know, he was trying to go down and away to three different lefties, and three of them that hurt him, two home runs and a double, two-run double, were all – pitches that he ended up throwing in the inner half of the plate when he was trying to go outside. So they're just mistakes. And, you know, it's tough because you see things going and you think it's going to rain. And I think he was maybe trying to hurry to get the inning over, walks the leadoff guy, walks another guy in the inning, the only two walks he had, but they hurt him. But between him, Pivetta, I think those guys, they're getting better. Pivetta really just seems to have figured his own self out. And that's, well, I think, you know, they're definitely, I think, going to face better hitting down the road, and it's going to be tougher pitching when the weather warms up. Guys are, you know, loose, and they're not worried about, you know, getting their hands stung. And, right. You know, when it's warmer, the ball is going to carry more. So that's going to come into play. But the way they're going right now, if they can stay somewhat consistent, I think, you know, you really just have, to me right now, have to worry about the offense.
Yeah, in LA, Ike was just saying that. Back to Velasquez for a second. I think I'm guilty. You know, a lot of people in the fan base are saying he's a bullpen guy. Put him in the bullpen. He'll never be a starting pitcher. And I think the Phillies are doing the right thing to really make sure that he's not a starting pitcher before they would move him to the bullpen. I almost said the same thing about Nick Pivetta last year. I saw a guy that could pitch. He's got good stuff. He could pitch eighth inning. You're not that as much worried about the approach of what he's doing. But you know what I've seen from Pivetta this year? He learned something from last year. It seemed like he learned something. Do you see the same thing when you see Velasquez? Has he learned based on his struggles that he had last year?
I think he is, but I think he's a little slower learner, maybe. And that's that. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Some guys just grasp things quicker, and I think it's taken him a little while to realize. You know, he said it earlier this year, a couple starts of his, you know, he's finally starting to trust in his stuff, and he is, and I think that's a big part of it. I do think one thing, like the two starters last night were two of the slowest workers in the game, and it's pretty apparent. You know, take 3 hours and 50 minutes for a 9-inning game. But it was, the tone was set by the first two starters, and I think one thing that would help Vince is just speed things up. I've always believed, and I've heard the old cliche, you guys have probably heard it, think long, think wrong. And he's got so much time in between pitches that it really gives him a chance to paralyze his own self and his own mind. And it's like paralysis by analysis. It's like,
in L.A., normally the guys that take that long between pitches, the guys that don't have the stuff. Like Steve Trachsel used to just take forever because he didn't have stuff. He didn't trust his stuff. Vince has got the stuff.
The human rain delay. But yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. And it's it trust it, get it, and go. And the delay, that the long time in between pitches, it's, you're not helping anybody, and I think you're really hurting yourself, whether you realize it or not. And you know, the defense gets back on their heels. It's like, get the ball and go, get the ball and go. And I think if you're trusting your stuff, you can do that more efficiently.
Before I ask you about the offense and the struggles that they're having in L.A., Jake Pivetta, he's on the mound today, I think, against Zach Greinke. And what have you seen from Jake, his last outing, seven scoreless innings pitch, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks. Does he look like he's settling into what we all hoped he would be? I know his first start was a little sluggish, and he got spring training late. But it seems like the last two, he seems like that's the guy we signed up to have pitch for us, to really the guy at the top of your rotation.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Like he trying to get his feet under him with the late start in the spring, you know, and he'd been working out. He's a physical specimen, that's for sure. But, you know, getting in the pitching shape and the mentality, the mental part of it, that takes a little longer. But I think the big thing was his last start, is he was much more comfortable, much more effective with his off-speed stuff. And I mean, his fastball, he could probably go out there and throw all fastballs and give up 3 runs, probably have a 3.5 ERA just throwing all fastballs. He's got such good movement on that fastball. But the last time out, he was getting his off-speed stuff over pretty consistently. And I think that's why you see one hit in 7 innings with the 10 strikeouts. Prior to that, his off-speed stuff, he didn't have the command of it. And I think that's understandable just because of the late start. But now, having, you know, gotten that last start, I think really believing that, okay, my off-speed stuff's back, I can get that over, I can command that. Now it's just a matter of him just going out there and executing, which he did very well last time, and I expect the same thing tonight. I really, you know, right now this offense for Arizona is struggling a bit. They put up 8 runs last night, but again, there were some mistakes, a couple of walks, some walks in there. But I really think with Arrieta going the way, coming out of his last start, I really expect him to have a good game tonight. Should be an exciting game. Should be a low-scoring game, but whenever you say that, you think that, you end up with a 13-10 game or something like that.
Well, as long as
I don't see that happening.
Right, right. I think we all agree with you on that. But we would take the 13 or 10 runs, I would imagine. Just it would say that the offense is hitting the ball. When you look at anybody other than Odubel, Reese, Cesar Hernandez, everybody seems to be struggling a little bit in this lineup. And even Scott Kingery, who got off to a hot start, seems like he is – the league is caught up to what he likes versus what he's not good at doing. What are you seeing with everyone else other than those 3 guys who seem to be hitting very well at the top of the order?
The biggest thing, Ike, and this is all around baseball, but a lot with the Phillies, I think we've got, 11 home games, and in 8 of those 11 games, we struck out at least 10 times. Twice now on this homestand, we struck out 16 times, and it's I know, and I'm not harping on analytics, but there's so much emphasis on the launch angle. I mean, the exit velocity, the stronger you are and the more bat speed you generate, which I think you're going to get with strength, you're going to have the exit velocity. So I don't really care about that. But when they start talking about launch angles and watching everybody just trying to hit balls in the air, I mean, you're changing your swing. And I really think that has something to do with the number of strikeouts. I think there's never been an April or the first month of a season where there's been more strikeouts than hits. And right now we're about 400 more strikeouts ahead of hits. And I don't see that changing a whole lot in the next 8 to 10 days. And the only thing I can think is, like, everybody's into this launch angle, swing up at the ball. It's all about hitting home runs. Nobody tries to hit the ball the other way. I mean, it's elementary baseball 101, be able to hit the ball the other way, but it's not taught anymore. That's why you have all these shifts, everybody's swinging up, everybody's going for the fences, and consequently everybody's striking out.
Jorge Alfaro's helping to that hit to strikeout ratio with that. He's really scuffling right now. Like, what do you see? I mean, I'm actually trying to pay attention more to his defense, which has been pretty good in calling games, but is he just trying too much, trying too hard?
I think it's just, he's such a strong kid And I think, you know, you get one of these strong kids and they feel like they have to swing the ball hard, swing the bat hard, you know, to generate the power. He can take a half swing and hit balls out, you know, in the right conditions. It's the big thing is I think he just needs to cut down on the swing. It's such a big, long, hard swing, and especially you get behind in the count. Barry Bonds used to choke up all the time, and he's, the last I checked, he was the all-time leader in home runs. So it's not like guys shouldn't be embarrassed to choke up or have a little better bat control with two strikes, but I'm not seeing any of that. I mean, very, very little of that. With two strikes, like, cut it down. And I think that with Jorge, I think part of it is just over-swinging. And, I mean, granted, I don't know a whole lot about hitting. I know it was tough, but just cut down on the swings, you know. Think about more about bat control, putting the bat on the ball. I think we all need to do that more. Concentrate on making contact instead of hitting balls in the air. Let's work on baby steps on the elementary things first and just making contact.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Larry Anderson joins us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. All right, Larry, last thing here. We've been talking Sixers, and we don't have a bet between us, but we're wondering if you know who Meek Mill is. He was the big story last night. Have you heard of him? See that?
Yeah.
All right, because Ben didn't think you would know who he was. He was like, I don't think he knows who Meek Mill is. See that? L.A. knows.
Oh, you see? As soon as I got done talking to Ben, I knew who it was.
There you go. Exactly right. L.A., are you more shallow or less shallow than we maybe think? Because you used to have your shallow thoughts with Harry.
I'm very shallow. Very, very shallow. Like, keep it simple. Keep it shallow.
Oh, you're the best. L.A., talk to you next week. We'll see
you
at the park.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good one. See you later.
There he is. There he is, L.A. So, so he even admitted that he did he know who Meek Mill was, Ben, or he definitely
well, he probably heard the name.
Yeah. No, he had no idea. I asked him, I'm like, so did you get to hang with Meek last night, Larry? And he's like, huh? he gave the classic, not that L.A.'s an old guy, but he gave the classic old guy like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Eh?
Yeah, but here's the thing. How would he know?
Yeah, how would he know?
He's I don't know. It's
Twitter.
Been talked about nonstop
he's
in Philly
not on
sports.
Facebook.
He's not yeah, but hold on, hold
nonsense.
On, Ben. In our circles, right. It's been talked about. Our circles are WIP.
Right.
Every show that's out there on ESPN or FS1, Twitter.
Well, think about
everything
it.
Else.
Even going through the Eagles season, playing the music, and people talking about Meek Mill, people still were like. Who is Meek Mill? Like, what is this?
You know what I kind of want people to do? I want all of our listeners to go, if their dad lives in Philly, to go and find their dad and ask them if they know who Meek Mill is. Because I'm curious if this is actually something that like people over the age of 50 have paid attention to, or it's just like us.
I don't think they know. I don't think
they
know.
I told you yesterday, I won't sit here and profess to be a big Meek Mill fan of his music type of deal. You know, he has a couple mainstream songs that I like, but I'm not deep into Meek Mill music.
No.
I didn't even realize Dreams and Nightmares has been out for a few years.
Is that right?
That's what I was told.
I'm out.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I thought it was a new song.
Here's the real question. Did the birthday boy Joe DeCamera know who Meek Mill was before all this stuff that just happened right now?
No.
No chance, right?
No chance. No. Not even John Ritchie. I would say other than Spike, because I think Meek, I was there when Meek came to the station. Before I think Meek came up to the station.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Spike had him. Spike did an interview with him up there.
Is that right?
I believe so.
I did not know that.
I believe so. Spike did an interview with him.
Well, Rob Cherry's a big fan too.
Yeah.
There's no question that DeCamera is one of the people who thought his name was Meek Mills.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people did for
Chase
a long
Daniels,
time.
Yeah. Like Chase Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. Happy birthday to Joe D, by the way.
And I was one of the ones screaming free Meek before I knew what the hell we were talking about free Meek for.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sounded good.
Yeah.
Good ring to it. Like, roll off right. The tongue.
I'm like, okay, free Meek.
888-729-9494.
I found out what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all know now.
You did some half research on it. You're like, yeah, man.
Well.
Hey, damn dirty.
Well, this was back during the football season, right, when I didn't know.
So we really didn't know.
No, I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I was still yelling free Meek. And then somebody asked me on Twitter, like, what are we freeing him for? What did he do? And I'm like, I guess I need to check.
So we have some old, we have an old person.
Guess
on
I need
the,
to check.
We have an old, we have an old person that knows who Meek is, who we'll talk to next, and he's also State Senator Anthony Williams.
Uh-oh.
Also, and then we have another call that says Meek's a fraud.
Oh, come on, man!
This is what we're doing.
This is what we gonna what? More? I blame you.
Why? I'm not
You started bashing Kevin Hart. Now we're going to bash me.
By the way, he got booed last night, and I had very little influence over that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody listens to this show on the way to the
stadium.
Well,
that's true.
And they heard you.
But look at the Twitter responses to why people booed him. And they're pretty much saying, and I was.
Because he jumped in the spotlight.
Yeah, I feel bad talking bad about him. These people don't. 888-729-9494. And how about that 76ers team?
Well, guess what? He ain't going nowhere. They're going to keep winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be here with us for the spring.
We hope. 888-729-9494. And by the way, people, there was a game last night that they won.
There was a game.
So let's hear it. And who do you want, Boston or Milwaukee?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.